with over 700 bands, a million attendees, and 11 stages used over 11 days, Milwaukee's Summerfest has been certified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the largest music festival on the planet.
And a festival that big attracts all kinds of big names, from Bruno Mars to Brad Paisley, Lady Gaga to Usher, Outkast to Girl Talk. Those artists tour nationally and even globally, but if you want a uniquely Wisconsin musical experience at this year's Summerfest, there are lots of local acts, too.
Here with us to share some unmissable Wisconsin acts, we have Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy. Piet, welcome back to Central Time.
Guys, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, before we get to the Wisconsin stuff specifically, what are you looking forward to the most at this year's Summerfest?
Oh, that's a good question and a hard one to answer. I think that this is a really good lineup this year. I've written about this before. It seems to me to be, for the years I've covered it as a freelance writer and full-time as a music writer at the Journal Sentinel, I think it's the best lineup they've had since I've covered it. There's just a lot of modern, relevant, kind of youthful acts. You talked about Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga. Luke Bryan is just the top of the country world right now. Outkast, Reunited Outkast is playing. One Republic is playing. You've got New Order, you've got Fall Out Boy, Paramore. There's a lot of really good stuff. Usher, it's his only U.S. Summer date.
Really?
And he's playing closing night. Yeah. It's a really good lineup. I'm really impressed by it, and I think a lot of people are.
So those are the national names. Let's dig into Wisconsin now. And in a piece you wrote, a preview piece, you picked a list of the top local artists to check out for each day, and we're going to survey some of those. Kick it off Wednesday, the 25th, and you chose the band Tweed Funk. Tell us a little bit about them, please.
Yeah, Tweed Funk is just a really fun, kind of funky soul band. They had an album that came out a month or two ago, maybe, called First Name Lucky. And I listened to it, and it was just a really kind of, it's just really good soul funk music. It just, you feel good listening to it. I was tapping my toes, all that kind of stuff. And that's on the album. I think live, they're going to be much more exciting. I think generally those kinds of songs are much better live than even on record. And on record, it was a lot of fun. And the cool thing, too, is it's a blend of originals and covers. And the originals sound just as good as the covers, which I think is really a testament that, they sounded, their own songs sound just as good as some older, a little more time-tested soul gems. So it's definitely one to check out for sure.
And we've got a clip of them. We've got a clip of their song Sugarfoot to check out.
Cool.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him up. She said, can I come over? He said, yeah.
And you could see where that's going to translate really well on the stage, I think, Piet. I see what you were talking about.
Oh, it's so much fun. And they're playing at 5 o'clock on Johnson Controls World Sound Stage. So definitely worth getting there and starting out your fest in the afternoon if you can for them. It's going to be a blast, I'm sure.
And then Thursday, you picked a local throwback to the late 70s and early 80s. Tell us about Yipes.
Yeah, this is of all the local acts playing this year, this is maybe the most interesting booking. Yipes was a power pop band. It featured Pat McCurdy, who a lot of people know who he is, and he's played Summerfest over and over and over again in a million other places around the state and beyond. Mike Hoffman from Semi-Twang is also in that group. So they were together in the late 70s, early 80s. They actually got a record deal, released two albums within like 3 years. They did some shows like opening for Cheap Trick. They opened for Foreigner. But the sales were kind of lackluster, even though the songs are good. So they were dropped, and the band just kind of disbanded, and McCurdy went and did his thing, and Hoffman did his thing, and they all kind of did their own thing. So last year at the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards, they were inducted into the Whammy Hall of Fame, and they came back together to play like a 15-minute set of songs. It seemed like kind of maybe a one-time sort of deal, but apparently they're coming back for more, and this time they're going to play a lot more than 15 minutes. So I think that'll be a lot of fun, too.
We've got Out in California from a 1979 album, I guess, before the label dropped, and let's give a listen. Sounds a little like late 70s, almost surf punk there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just kind of light and fun, and I think it'll be cool. And, you know, all those guys are all still pretty active. They're still at it. So, you know, they sounded good when they were together for 15 minutes. I think that they'll still sound pretty solid for a full set. So they're actually headlining a night of other Wisconsin bands that have gotten together. So there's going to be a few throwback bands on that stage. It's Johnson Control's World Sound Stage, the 26th. Yikes plays at 10 p.m.
Who are some of those other bands getting back together for that show?
Oh, man.
If you got them off the top of your head.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Oh my gosh, because you've got me. Because there's so many band names kind of floating around in my
head. Yeah, I bet.
I'm totally
11 stages, 11 days. You do the math. Yeah, that's a lot out there.
Oh, there's some good ones whose names totally escape me, embarrassingly. And if they pop in my brain during our little chat, I will give a little shout out. Yeah,
I'm going to jump to the last couple days of the show. People getting out there on the holidays can check out Harvey Scales, Milwaukee's own. I understand grandfather of soul. Can you tell us a little bit about Harvey Scales?
Yeah, Harvey Scales, he's 71. He lives in Atlanta now. But yeah, he is kind of known as the godfather of soul. He had a couple hits. One was called Love Itis, one was called Disco Lady. There's actually in Milwaukee, there's this thing called The Get Down. And it's this monthly vintage soul and funk dance party. And they play, national stuff. A lot of it's very rare. But they also play a lot of local stuff, too. And there's actually a song called The Get Down, I believe by Harvey Scales. So, he's kind of seen, his stuff will kind of appear in those dance set lists. So, for anyone who's kind of going to those parties, those parties, by the way, are just a lot of fun. You should definitely check it out if you can, if you're in Milwaukee for one of those. But this is a chance to kind of see the real deal. I mean, he lives in Atlanta, doesn't perform all that often around town these days. So it's one to see. And he opens, he and his band open for Kool & the Gang. So it's going to be kind of a fun doubleheader that night.
Can we still claim him as Milwaukee's own, as Wisconsin's own, even though he lives in Atlanta?
If he's the godfather of Milwaukee soul or funk or whatever, then that's his nickname. I think we can still claim him, sure.
Okay,
he just wants warmer weather. Who can blame him?
We started off with this. Let's give a little more to Love Itis by Harvey Scales. You said the only one that can fill your prescription. Oh, yeah. And this feeling I've got. Ain't got but one description. I think you got a thing called love. It's got a hold on me. Should be a pretty good show, it sounds like, Piet.
Yeah, he's at 8 p.m. at the BMO Harris Pavilion on Independence Day, again, opening for Kool & the Gang. I think it will be a good one. Also, earlier we talked about Yipes was headlining a night of some Milwaukee bands that were reuniting. They are back in my brain who those other bands are. That includes the Wigs. They're playing at 8:30 on that stage. That's going to be one to definitely check out. And Bon Ton Society as well. They're playing at 6:30 on that stage.
And then wrapping up the festival on July 5th, Wisconsin's own Kane Place Record Club, not so much in the throwback category we've been doing. How long have they been around?
They've been around for a few years. They're really popular around town. I feel like they play basically any festival that happens in Milwaukee, and they get around a bit. They're just a really interesting band. They've got the soul thing going for them too, but they're kind of soul pop. Their tempos will change. They're really unpredictable. They're really exciting live. One of the best live bands we've got in Milwaukee right now. They've got this amazing music video for a single called Sunshine that and the song itself is like, and if you see the video, it reminds me of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. There's like weird animation stuff happening, and then and the song just takes all these bizarre twists and turns. It's just kind of whimsical and funky, and it's cool. This band is very cool, so I think that'll be a lot of fun too. They're at 9 p.m. on the KNE New Music stage on July 5th.
Well, we'll play that exciting music video now. Everyone listening will just hear the audio portion, of course.
Yeah, check it out, jsonline.com/summerfest. We've got it up there.
All right, here's Sunshine.
I don't want to go to hell. My nickname wasn't Shine. I was 12. I don't think about my grandma dying. Because the one I won't rise unless you're crying.
So that's kind of the beginning of an epic, Piet?
Yeah, and it gets really kind of weird. And it gets really dark and heavy, and then it gets really playful and jazzy. And it's just... I really haven't heard a song like it before. I mean, locally, beyond locally, I think they've really kind of tapped onto something very unique. And so, I think they're definitely popular here, and I think they'll continue to grow, and I think that set will be a lot of fun and should have a pretty good crowd of people, and hopefully listeners will check it out too if they're around on the 5th.
All right, Piet, we've hit a lot of the local Wisconsin acts, or at least acts with Wisconsin ties. Which national act are you most excited to see of some of the ones you mentioned?
Oh, it's tough. I mean, I'm really excited for Usher because it's his only U.S. set this summer. I think that's really a cool get. He's got a song called Good Kisser that I think is really fun. It just came out, so it'll probably be the first time we hear that and the first time we hear a lot of those songs from his upcoming album. I think Motley Crue will be kind of fun because it's their final tour, and I'm sure they're so over the top. I think they're just going to bring it for that. New Order should be great on the 3rd. Bonnie Raitt on the 2nd. Nas, he's celebrating the 20th anniversary of Illmatic, which is like a hip hop classic. That should be really cool. Outkast, I'm pumped for Outkast. I can't wait to see them.
Had a big boy and Andre for me. I got to ask before let you go. Do you have dining plans? What foods are you looking to check out during Summerfest?
Well, at jsonline.com/summerfest, we have a list of TED food vendors to try out. I always get the Seals mini donuts with the powdered sugar and cinnamon sugar in there. It's not necessarily dinner, but it's delicious. You got to get the cheese sticks, of course, from Saz's, eggplant from Venice Club, which I think is 65 cents from noon to 3 on the 28th. It's like a throwback price.
Wow.
And then there's a new vendor called Burke's Lakeside, and they're doing mac and cheese bratwurst. That sounds awesome. So I'm going to definitely get one of those.
Put me down from eggplant with a little lemon with that. Piet, thank you for joining us today.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it.
That's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy sharing Wisconsin acts at this year's Summerfest.